being born with a sin nature. We understand that completely. But people still have alternatives, believers and unbelievers alike. They don't have to engage in wrong activity, in wrongdoing, under terms of sin and otherwise. So the power of to rule over the SEA experientially, see, we're dealing with this experience, comes from the will of the individual. 71, Cain has a very important volitional choice awaiting him. Maybe many of us have been at points in our life, you know, where it's like a crossroads. If I make this decision under my SCA, you know, the consequences here can be devastating if I went that direction or not. Cain has a very big choice to make before him in his attitude in regard to his brother Abel and his rejection of Bible doctrine otherwise in his life. 72, even as an unbeliever, he can choose not to take the next step and sin in a way that will haunt him for the rest of his life. And indeed it does. He'll carry it with him and will have a negative impact on him. And unfortunately, that's the way it occurs for all of mankind when they make decisions that revolve around a sin activity that directly affects negatively other people around them and things of this nature. It changes your life. I don't care who you are. Things are different. It's just not the same anymore. See. And the thing is, when you get to those points, that's when prayer must, obviously as a believer, take precedent. Your adherence to NPR should be more acute and more determined than ever in times like that. And to keep the doctrine before you so that you don't step over that boundary and making a decision which is generally irrational to begin with and let something haunt you the rest of your life, constantly looking over your shoulder, things of this nature. 73, for one to argue that their, quote, SCA, end quote, made them do it, is simply a cop-out to their weak-willed attempt to overrule it. Now, we all succumb. we all are all weak-willed. But it doesn't have to be to such a degree that it destroys our life spiritually. See? And that we do really stupid things that's going to cost us sometimes our livelihood, relationships, and other things, if not all combined. So, people don't have to be homosexual. People don't have to kill other people, murder. People don't have to lie. People don't have to cheat. People don't have to steal. People don't have to dismiss the importance of Bible doctrine. They just choose to do so. See? 74, Cain, in spite of divine counsel, here chose the low road, both in terms of eternal and temporal consequences. Not only in regards to his eternal disposition under eternal damnation is he facing for his failure to believe, but it's going to directly affect his life experientially, the temporary time he does have on this planet, in an adverse and negative way. See. 75, so much for the funding mentality that if only God would speak to me directly, I would be a better person. He speaks directly to me every time I'm in the study and every time I'm teaching Bible doctrine. Am I a better person? Well, hopefully a little bit. But directly, in this regard, that's the funding mentality. Now you got will. Got your own choices of life that you can make. All right, well, let's go ahead and take our break a little early here. Give yourselves a few extra minutes, and we'll start fresh for second class.